Trick or treat. Now, you seniors out there might just well remember how in the good old days, tricking consisted of turning over the neighbor's outhouse. Not so much anymore. Today's trickers are out tricking us by cutting the cables on the internet infrastructure. Their efforts to trick us out of our internet lead us to ask you, who will feed us if they shut down the internet?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Show with your host, Michael Olson. Now, get ready for an hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Well, hello out there. You are tuned into the 1033rd edition of the Food Chain right here on the GCN Radio Network. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends way down there in Fremantle who are tuned stream along in the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio with engineer Jason Struby on the boards. Jason, got a question for you today.
Fire away, sir.
Who do you think will feed us if they manage to shut down the internet?
Ouch, I think that's going to be a tough time. Should we have to face that? But in that case, I think we may be left to our own devices.
Our own devices.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Good enough. That's the question on the table today, folks. You know, back in April of 2009, I was there and I remember it well. They cut the underground cables that formed the superhighway of the internet, knocking out landlines, cell phones, and internet service in three San Francisco Bay Area communities. Ladies and gentlemen, you could not buy a bottle of beer, a gallon of gas, or a cheeseburger in my county, nor could you make a phone call, nor log on the internet. The cut was so debilitating, the person responsible for the county's emergency services had to get in her car and drive down to our radio station to tell everyone on the radio how everything we had come to take for granted had been terminated. Cut. It was gone. She could not tell us how it had been terminated at the time, or why it had been terminated, or by whom it had been terminated. You just said it was all gone. The FBI is now investigating 11 deliberate attacks throughout the San Francisco Bay Area on the physical infrastructure of the internet over the past year alone. The FBI is also investigating last year's incident in which a California Electric Utilities transformer station was shot down by somebody blasting away with AK-47s. Now, if the FBI knows who's conducting the attacks or why, it isn't saying. What the FBI will say is the attacks are probing in nature, as if the perpetrators are testing capabilities, response times, and consequences. Given the total and the totality of the devastation in capabilities my county suffered at the taking down of the internet infrastructure, we simply must place the following question on the table for some What's Eating What Radio today. Who will feed us if they succeed in shutting down the internet? And who better to ask than you? Yes, you are today's guests on the Food Chain Radio program, so grab a cup of coffee, some paper and a pencil, pull up a chair and get ready to dial 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And I have three questions for you to ask today, and we'll go through them for you, so you got to get tuned in. First of all, who is trying to shut down the internet? Goodness, who would be making deliberate, planned attacks to shut down the internet? Do you think it's like one person, maybe like a disgruntled employee, perhaps? I heard that rumor go around when they were county here. They said it was the rumor had it that it was a disgruntled utility employee who wanted higher wages or something like that. Do you think that is the direction that we should look? What about a group of people? Like maybe it's like anarchists of some kind. What do you think? And Lord knows we have enough groups around who would probably think about doing something like this. Do you think it's like a group, like some kind of hard anarchists who were deliberately trying to make things come to a screeching halt? What do you think? Phone numbers today, 831-479-1080. What about a foreign government? Now, I know that's a pretty tough question. Do you think a foreign government could send operatives here to test our weakness? You know what military commanders do when they're trying to figure out what the opposition is up to and whether the opposition has any strengths or weaknesses? What it does is it sends a reconnaissance patrol into the area and they probe and they look for weaknesses. They look for people who, they look for where your strengths and weaknesses are. They'll send a platoon in and they'll try to find where your guards are and then they'll test their strength. Do you think that could be the possibility? You know, in today's paper, we see where Russia has a submarine that's hovering right over our internet cables across the, that go across the ocean. What do you think Russia is trying to do with those cables? Is it trying to cut the cables? What do you think? 831-479-1080 is the phone number today. Pick up your phone and join us. Who is? Also, we have another possibility. Is it our government that would do such a thing? What do you think? 831-479-1080. Who do you think is cutting the cables on the internet infrastructure? Next question I have for you today. So that's question number one. Who do you think is trying to shut down the internet? Second question. Why are they trying to shut down the internet? 831-479-1080. Do you think they're looking for a treat, as in a Halloween trick-or-treat, something like that? Do you think that's a possibility? Are they, as the FBI suggests, probing for weaknesses? Is that what the what they're doing with these cuts of the internet cables? Do they want to cut the cable in two and insert themselves in between? Think of that possibility for a moment. Think of the possibility of where they cut the internet cable and they put a plug in between the two cables and they put them back together. And you could send a message to somebody, they could intercept it, change the message and send it on. You think that's a possibility? You think that's a motive with what's going on here? Or do you think that they just want to shut things down completely? And that would be that. Just by pulling the plug on the internet, they could pretty much do that, as we have seen. And finally, the big question of the day, who will feed us if they shut down the internet? 831-479-1080. Do you think it will be grocery stores that feed us? Do you think you'll be able to go down to the grocery store and buy your food if they shut down the internet? Goodness, when that happened in our county, you went to the grocery store and the grocery clerk stood at his or her counter and they looked at you like the cash register didn't work. They couldn't take your credit card. They couldn't take your food stamp card. They couldn't do anything. They just stood there and smiled weakly and didn't know what to do. And if they did sell you their food, they couldn't order more food because they're not connected to the internet anymore. So, do you think grocery stores are going to feed you? What about the government? Do you think the government is going to feed us if the internet goes down? Do you think the government's going to like fly in big cargo planes from someplace else filled with food for us and take care of us? Or you think they're going to like hand out emergency food stamps or something? What would the government do to feed us if the internet shut down? What if it happened? What about food charities? Lordy knows they do plenty to feed us as it is. They take such good care of those who can't feed themselves, and they distribute lots and lots of food. But will they be able to feed us if nobody is around to give them any food? What about farmers? Do you think farmers will be able to feed us if the internet goes shuts down? You know, most farmers grow commodities. You know, maybe the farmers we know have 1,000 acres of soybeans. Do you think they would be able to feed us if the internet went down? Or maybe they have 100 acres of strawberries. I guess they could feed us strawberries for a little while, but who's going to feed us if the internet goes down? So that's the question we have on the table today. It is that time of year where people are out trick or treating, and they have been tricking our internet. They have been cutting the cables, 11 deliberate attempts to cut the cable on the internet in over the past year alone. And we in our county have seen the consequences of that. We're not able to buy anything. You're not able to buy a glass of beer. You're not able to buy a hamburger. You're not able to buy a gallon of gas. It just all comes to a screeching halt. Who will feed us if it all comes to a screeching halt? Michael Olson, this is the Food Chain Radio Program. You are the guest today. Pick up your phone and join us at 831-479-1080. Who is trying to cut the cable on the internet? Why are they cutting it? And who will feed us if they succeed in their mission? Food Chain Radio Program. Wake up, pick up your phone, join us. 831-479-1080 is the phone number. You are the guest. You are the one with the questions, and I have the answers. Oops, the other way around.
Get this. You can earn a 5-, 6-, or 7-figure income by farming a small parcel of land in or near the city.
You can be old or young.
Rich or poor.
Married or single.
You can own land outright.
Or lease it year to year.
You can grow small fruits on prairie bench lands.
Houseplants in coastal valleys.
Flowers on steep wooded hillsides.
Vegetables in the city greenbelts.
And ornamentals in neighborhoods of fancy homes.
Get all the help you need to get growing at MetroFarm.com.
Get the complete guide to growing high-value specialty crops for the city at MetroFarm.com.
Get experts to look at your land and assess which crops to grow at MetroFarm.com.
Get advice on how to plan and develop your project at MetroFarm.com.
And get news about the business of farming for the city.
Yes, you can earn a 5-, 6-, or even a 7-figure income by farming high-value specialty crops on a small parcel of land in or near the city.
Grow for the money today at MetroFarm.com. That's MetroFarm.com.
Trick or treat, somebody is tricking our internet. 11 times in the past year, they have made deliberate cuts to the internet superhighway, crawl down a manhole, take their cutters and snip and shut everything down. Because everything is now connected via the internet. It happened here in our county. Somebody made a deliberate cut. Some say it was 4 cuts. Don't know for sure. But when they did make the cut, everything shut down. And that this appears to be an ongoing deliberate activity in which somebody is apparently probing the weaknesses of the internet infrastructure. We just have to pause for a moment for some real What's Eating What radio and ask 3 basic questions. Who do you think is performing these cuts on the internet infrastructure? Who do you think it is? 831-479-1080 is the phone number. Why are they doing it? What is the motive for wreaking havoc on the infrastructure and the consequences thereof? Why do that? 831-479-1080. And of course, who then will feed us if they succeed in shutting down our connections to the internet? And boy, are we ever connected via the internet. Holy smoke. So let's go to the phones right now and hope that you pick up your phone and join us as well at 831-479-1080. Let's go to Mary. Mary, welcome to the Food Chain Radio Program.
Boo, Michael.
Boo.
Trick or treat. It used to be, I think, that you could always say follow the money. But now we have a terrorism, which I think is something that it might technically be following the money. But to me, it has to be one of those two things.
Well, wait a minute. Where's the money in cutting all of our connections to the internet? Where's the money in that?
Well, you know, I think that if you dug deep into it, you could find where someone could make more money. It could be an employee looking for a greater salary or, you know, better benefits. And perhaps that's part of it. But I think in terms of money, if you can turn off the internet and perhaps gain taxes from it, perhaps suggest that the government gets involved. In the case of healthcare, we certainly saw where the government wanted control of it, and it certainly was to their gain, their beneficial gain.
It seems like the government's already pretty much in control of it. Might be wrong, but
well, it's free right now, and it's not taxed.
So let me go back to your notion that it's somebody looking for wages or higher wages, because that was the first thing I heard when they cut the internet in four places, and it knocked out three San Francisco Bay Area counties, one of which was the county in which I live. The rumor that was put out was that it was a disgruntled utility employee or employees who were in labor negotiations and wanted higher wages. And so this was their way of telling the electric utility, if you don't give us more money, we'll really cause havoc. So do you think that's a legitimate?
Certainly. I think that's a pretty good bet.
Would that follow then that those people who did that would then do 11 more deliberate attempts to knock out the internet by cutting the cable throughout the San Francisco Bay Area? Do you think disgruntled union employees would be doing something that extensive?
I think they certainly would have the know-how. I mean, if you look at the internet, look at pictures of the backbone of the internet, you know, a lot of it is encased in cement and or cement chambers, and the cables are huge. You'd have to know what you're doing and where you're going.
Yeah, but
you would have to have a very good idea of where to enter, how to get in, how to get out. You'd also have to know about, you know, whether there was any kind of surveillance cameras. And that's my big question is, why is something so incredibly central to our very being not being more carefully covered with surveillance?
Well, you know, with all due respect to the utility companies, this a billion miles of cable that they've laid underground. And, you know, they have to warn construction companies against cutting those cables. So they put big signs up that says, internet cables here, cut here. Or something like that, you know. But they have to notify everybody where their cables are so that the cables aren't cut in construction. And in doing that, they're kind of like putting big signs up that say, cut here.
I've never seen those signs, so I was not aware of that.
So with respect to the following the money, to who's doing this, you know, the first incident, you know, I kind of passed it off as a disgruntled union employee, but that it's happening time after time after time after time after time kind of takes it out of the disgruntled union employee thing for me and puts it someplace else, because I can't imagine disgruntled union employees, you know, conducting that kind of detailed surveillance and reconnaissance. It just doesn't seem like they would to, for one thing. I mean, if you wanted to have an impact on management, you go chop a cable once and say, look at this, you're going to give us a raise or not. And that would be that. But 11 times?
Well, again, if you are looking for a way to control it, then you make whoever is controlling it look bad. And so now you have a reason for garnering control over it. So what agency would benefit?
So you think it might be the government itself, our government?
I wonder. You know, I mean, I'm speculating about it, but I mean, if you really...
Well, aren't we all? That's what we're doing today, is we're speculating, because we don't know. The FBI may know, but they're not saying, so we're just asking the question.
Well, I mean, if you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, they're talking about figuring out how to take control of the internet. most governments, most countries have control of their own internet. They control what's put on the internet, who can access the internet.
Seems like they pretty much control it already. Let me ask you this. What about a foreign government? I mean, it seems like if you're a foreign government, considering the potential of going to war with the United States, wouldn't you want to know how best to defeat a country without having to expend a lot of people doing it? And one way would be to cut their internet?
Well, again, that's where I started. It used to be follow the money, and then along came terrorism, and technically, I guess that is a... If you go right down the rabbit hole with it, it is about money. So that makes sense to me too. What if it's all of those? What if it's a dabble of this and a dabble of that?
We miss one potential. What about just a group of people who are anarchists and who just want to sow chaos? Does that make any sense?
It certainly does. There is that faction.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for getting us going today. Much appreciative. Folks, the
trick or treat. Bye.
Trick or treat. Yeah, that's the subject today. We're being tricked. 831-479-1080 is the phone number. You are the guest. The questions, who is trying to trick us out of our internet? Why are they trying to do so? And who will feed us if they succeed? 831-479-1080. Pick up your phone and join us. It is that time of year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, consider how blessed we are to have the internet. Oh my goodness, everything you want to know in the entire world is at your fingers. All you have to do is press a few buttons or even talk into the phone, and there's the information right there. Gosh, you can even order food delivered straight to your home now. You don't even have to leave your home. You can order dinner. Oh, stunning dinners, too. Delicious dinners delivered right to your door. It's incredible. But wait a minute. What would happen if somebody cut the cables on the internet? It's happened, and they are attempting to do it on an ongoing basis. 11 times in the past year alone, they have taken the cables, cut them in two, to see what happens. They've done it throughout the San Francisco Bay region. But it appears, at least according to the FBI, that this is an ongoing reconnaissance attempt. They're cutting the cable and seeing what the reactions are, seeing what the consequences are, seeing what how much time it takes to repair a cable. And just for one cable, in one little cable bunker, when they cut it, it takes 5 hours to fix it. So what would happen if they actually cut the cable in a way that severed our service to the internet? Who on earth would feed us? Where would we buy a gallon of gasoline? Where would we get water? What would we do to survive? That's the question we've got on the table today. And the first question, of course, is who would do this? We have speculated that perhaps it's a disgruntled employee looking to get more money out of the company, which was the first rumor we heard back in 2009. Or perhaps it's an anarchist group who just wants to chaos. And certainly there are enough of them around. And being very vulnerable, that would be a way to say so, a lot of chaos. What if it's a foreign government? And that's where we're going to pick up today. And we're going to, there, we have an in-studio guest, my nephew Austin, who is in town for the weekend. So we're talking about it off mic, and Austin made an interesting comment with respect to the tradition of classic warfare. And is that something that we're facing here? Austin, it could be that, I mean, right now, as Russia has a submarine hovering over our Trans-Pacific cable. And the speculation is such that they could cut into that cable, They could sever it, in which all communications with the rest of the world would be severed. They could cut into it and splice into it, in which case they could monitor all of the traffic going back and forth across the Pacific. Or perhaps even steal information and change the information and pass it on to its intended recipient and really screw up the works, as it were. So let's talk a little bit about that possibility. Do you see that as an actual possibility of what's going on?
You bet. It actually makes a lot of sense when you think of the context of warfare. Going back centuries upon centuries, we like to think of warfare as in the context of the last time it happened. We've been pretty lucky over here. We haven't been attacked on our soil. And you look at where we're vulnerable. You look at where we're exposed. It's that we are dependent on the internet. We are dependent on our communication chain, and that internet is the heart of that. So you look at the history of siege warfare.
What is siege warfare? What do you mean by siege warfare?
Well,
here we have Fortress America. We're protected by the oceans. And a siege would be?
A siege would be, we're a difficult nation to take down head on. So instead of trying to do that, the logical choice is slowly starve us, slowly. For the Romans, it was attacking their water supply. It was attacking their food supply. And here's a perfect way to do that. In modern society, here's a perfect way to do that. Our communities aren't self-sustaining. That's why it worked with the Romans, because you take away their water supply, they're eventually going to starve. You could take an entire town without even having to lift a sword. Now you could essentially do the same thing without having to launch one bomb. Or anything.
Right.
So
the classic fortress concept is that you build a wall around yourself and make it really high and make it really impenetrable and make it so that the opposing armies can't break in and take you down. But all they have to do is surround you and cut off the food supply and the water supply, and there you are.
It's the path of least resistance.
And so do you think that it's a legitimate possibility then that the people doing this deliberate, concerted probing attacks on the internet infrastructure in the San Francisco Bay region are responsible for that kind of activity? It's a possibility?
I think it's a possibility, and if they're not the ones that did it, they sure as heck paid attention to the effects of it. It's very telling. That's great intel.
Because you cut the cable and you see what happens. It's as simple as that. It's kind of like a reconnaissance patrol. What about the other possibilities? Do you think it rings true that it could be just a disgruntled employee? Does that make sense?
It made sense cut one, maybe cut two, to keep going without any results. There's no reward to the action. I don't understand what would keep driving it, especially over a long, sustained period of time.
So it's kind of, that doesn't make any sense. So what about an anarchist organization who simply wants to, sow chaos? Does that make any sense?
It does to a certain point. They are creating localized chaos, but they're not getting too far with it. You would expect an escalation if they're going for chaos. Not to say that that's not on its way, but if they're going for the result, they're going for pure chaos, they're getting relatively disappointing results.
Yeah, so it wouldn't make sense that they would conduct these ongoing attacks wherein, causes everybody a little bit of inconvenience. It makes a utility company spend, a few million dollars patching cables, but no major chaos. So it doesn't quite make sense that it would be an organization like that, would it?
Correct.
Okay. What about our government? Good old conspiracy theories. Do you think our government would stand to benefit by cutting the cable to the internet? My goodness.
You follow you follow the history of fascism. If there was a motivation, that would be one way to start to implement that. You make a population realize how vulnerable, how exposed they are. You come in with the solutions. And when you are facing chaos, when you are facing starvation, that is one way to implement it. Yeah, the answers are harsh, but they're better than starving. And
wow.
It's happened before.
And it might just happen again. Folks, this is the Food Chain Radio Program. Oh, my goodness, they're trying to trick us out of the internet. 11 times in the last year, they cut the cable here in the San Francisco Bay region. See what the consequences will be. Who's doing it? Why are they doing it? What on earth are we going to do if they do it? Who will feed us? 831-479-1080 is the phone number today. Pick up your phone and join us. This is the Food Chain, and you are the guest. Well, folks, back in 2009, somebody climbed down a manhole cover and made some cuts to the superhighway of the internet. Shut down. Three California counties could not buy a beer, could not buy a gallon of gas, could not buy a hamburger. It was all terminated with that cut. And so that's what we're looking at today. There's been 11 more cuts in the past year alone made to the internet. Who is doing that? We talked about it being a disgruntled employee. Doesn't make any sense that one employee would make that many cuts 11 times over the past year. We talked about it being an anarchist group. Well, it doesn't make any sense that there's been no message coming out, no PR saying we're out to destroy you or anything. It's just been deliberate cuts, probing, looking, finding. So who is doing this? Why are they doing it? That is what we have on the table today, and we have some callers. So we're going to go to them, 831-479-1080. And let's see, we're going to start with Tony. Tony, welcome to the Food Chain Radio Program.
Thank you, Michael. I am very surprised that you haven't hit on the most obvious reason for stuff happening, and that's to stop ongoing news or the day's news from getting to people until they can get their ducks in a row and come up with a spin story to cover it. I mean, my own internet service from Cruise.io is cut off a couple times per session per day when I get into my sources of information, which Americans don't seem to be
are you saying that this is a deliberate attempt by the government to restrict information?
Whoever's controlling our news output, because we don't seem to know lots of things that the people in other countries do. For instance, that the Russians are really winning, that the United States and Saudi Arabia and Israel and Turkey are actually in control of ISIS. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that most taxicab drivers all around the world know, and Americans are not allowed to know that we are actually supporting terrorists that we say we're trying to fight.
Okay, so you're saying then it would most likely be somebody who wants to restrict information to us.
Yes, well, I'll give you an example. You should just go on the internet. I don't have to give you examples. Go on the internet and find out what's happening in the Middle East. that's not being reported.
Tony,
here in the United
States. With all due respect, that would be like sticking your foot in the honey bucket, because if you were to go on the internet and find out what's happening in the Middle East, I think there's a billion things happening and everybody has a different idea of what it is. But let me ask you the big question. Who's going to feed us if they shut off the internet?
Well, I don't think the internet is that dependent on cable, so I think we do a lot of it through the air.
Uh-huh. Well, they cut the cable in our county, and we lost the internet, and we couldn't buy any food.
Well, I don't understand how the cable comes in, because my internet comes in over the airways from server to server, and there's no cables involved unless you're buying your service through a phone company or a cable company.
Well, that's what it happened. They cut the fiber optic cables and shut it down. Thanks for that call, Tony. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Dick. Dick, welcome to the Food Chain.
Hey, Michael. Yeah, my comment on this is I didn't even know the cables had been cut 11 times in the Bay Area. So I'd have to say that whoever's been doing this if there's one thing they learned, is that it didn't have much effect.
Well, in fact, it does have an impact, and it has an impact in the areas in which they cut the cable. And these 11, you know, these 11 cuts over the past 1 year affect certain areas. And the attacks appear to be probing in nature, which is to say, whoever is doing it climbs down a manhole and cuts the cable, and then they kind of sit back and watch and see the consequences of their action, kind of like mapping it out, you know?
Yes.
And so 11 times over the past 1 year, who do you think would be doing that?
I don't know. All I can say is the effect has been marginal. It's had some impact on a local area, but it hasn't had an impact on a large scale. Because no one has reported this.
Well, they do report it, but they're reporting it in very mute voices. Do you think that might be a consequence of the government not wanting us to become alarmed at the extent to which somebody is probing our internet like that?
I would say that's probably very true.
Huh.
I mean, there have been internet cable cuts that caused severe damage. They cut the cable off of Egypt and shut Egypt down economically for almost 30 days.
Oh.
They couldn't process credit cards. They couldn't do international financial transactions. Egypt was in real trouble.
So let me ask you, Dick, who's going to feed us if they shut down our internet?
Oh, I'll be at the local farmers begging for sheep and begging for pieces of meat, and any farmer that is a true small farmer is going to be my best friend at that point.
What about now? I know, don't you think now would be a good time to make that friendship work?
I mean, if you
wait for everything to fall apart and you go try to make friends with the farmer, what is the farmer going to say to you?
Get in line.
Thank you. Folks, this is the Food Chain Radio Program. Michael Olson. Phone numbers today, 831-479-1080. Question on the table is, who is trying to destroy our internet, trying to take it down? Why are they trying to do it? Who will feed us if they succeed? What do you think? 831-479-1080. Pick up your phone and join us. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. You are the guest today. I'm the guy with the questions. You're the person with the answers. And you have them. What are they? 831-479-1080. Right back. Okay, we are back. Couple minutes left. So much to consider, like who is trying to shut down our internet? They've done it 11 times in the past year. 2009, they cut the cables, turned off all service. You couldn't make a phone call, ladies and gentlemen. You couldn't make a cell phone call. You couldn't buy a gallon of gas, a bottle of beer, or a hamburger. It was all shut down because the internet was disconnected. They cut the cable. They're trying it again 11 times in the last year. Who are they? Do you think it's a disgruntled employee? Is it an anarchist organization? Is it a foreign government? Is it our government? Who is doing it? 831-479-1080. Why are they doing it? So destruction, so chaos. Are they probing, looking for weaknesses, trying to find out where they can push our buttons and take us over? What do you think? 831-479-1080. Gosh, who's going to feed us if they succeed? 831-479-1080. Lee, welcome to the Food Chain. Michael Olson, and you, go ahead.
Are you aware that about 2 years ago that Google ran the Bilderbergers meeting in England?
Do you think it's the Bilderbergers or Google that's doing this?
Well, how about Hillary's server, her private server? How about Chris Stevens' death and why there was a stand down for 4 hours before anybody did anything? I mean,
are you saying it's our government that did this?
I'm saying,
cutting the cable on the internet.
I'm saying to you that whoever is involved with putting nano aluminum particles in our air mass, and our soils read it, our water tables read it, the water is drying up,
yes.
The farmer is being hamstringed to the point where when I see onions, the inner portion of them is damaged from these elements, there is a major overall attack on us in every level of every way. If you...
Well, who's doing it, Lee?
Well, if
name some names. Is it Google? Is it
Okay. Who do you think owns 70% of the Weather Channel?
I have no idea.
The same people that bought PG&E, the most richest people on earth, the Rothschilds.
Do you think the Rothschilds are cutting the cable to the internet?
Well, I'm going to take you to water. Water, the Great Lakes are being drained. The Chinese are getting it. They're shipping it in huge bladders. They're taking it out in bottle containment because...
Lee, are you telling us... I just have a minute. Are you telling us that it's our government and the people who run this government that are turning off the internet?
I'm saying to you that there's 300 people that are around the world that would like to break the back of all of us. And if you think I'm joking, you need to spend some time and go to InfoWars and the Drudge, Matt Drudge. Well, you think those media sources...
I want you to name names, Lee.
I am naming
names. No, you're not. You're saying 300 mysterious people. Government? Is it their government?
You go to InfoWars.com.
It's InfoWars. Are they doing it?
They're reporting on what's going on. So is the Drudge Report.
Okay, what are they saying? Who do they say is cutting the cable on the internet?
Now wait a minute. You're swinging this thing around.
I'm not. I'm asking the same question I've been asking. Thank you, Lee. Well, folks, there it is. Who is trying to cut the cable on the internet? Who do you think? Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Food Chain Radio Program. Stay tuned next week for more What's Eating What Radio.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Show with Michael Olson. If your friends missed the show today, tell them to log on to the radio page at www.metrofarm.com for a listen. Now go out and find some food with a farmer's face on it and live.